You guys did really well. I looked at you got 12th place overall out of like 123 teams.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. 12th overall and 8th in our category, which is mixed age group. So,
did you think that you were ahead of the pack? I mean, did you know each leg that you guys were doing so well? As I saw that each of your legs, you were coming in around that somewhere between 7th and like 12th or 14th place or whatever 15th place.
Yeah, actually, they had different start times. So the slower teams, we'll say, started around 7 in the evening, and then the fast teams with faster projected times started later around 9:30. So basically, we started with 5 teams. There weren't many people, and we did notice we kind of started to catch up to people and pass people, but I don't think any of us expected an outcome like that. We were all pretty surprised at the finish line. So
go ahead and name for me each person on the team.
Sure. Okay, so, and I'll just do it in the order that they ran the legs. So first was ML Tucker, it's from Petersburg, Dana Christensen, which is Karin's sister, Amy Peeler, myself, Aaron Watkins, Joe Vicnicki, and his brother John Vicnicki. Monica Gross, she was actually joined our team from Juneau. Maria Wimmer, she's been here for the summer. Tess Abbott and Karin Christensen.
And I heard you had a couple of special supporters with you guys.
We had great two little mascots. They were making signs for us and keeping us all kind of motivated, and that was Freya and Ariel Christensen. They were great to have.
Tell me about your leg. You ran which one?
Leg 4.
Leg 4. Is that, that's kind of sort of up and down, it looks like.
Yeah, a little up and down. It's the half marathoner, 13.1 miles. And I think I started around 1 o'clock in the morning. And it was excellent. The weather cooperated. The clouds kind of parted. The moon came out and was fairly low traffic on the road, you know, just a car here and there. And every once in a while pass a runner. So it was really spectacular.
No bears or anything coming out to surprise you in the middle of the night?
Not that I heard. I wore my headphones, so I didn't have to hear if I was getting attacked. It just happened.
It would just be quick. Well, so running at night, did you do that at all here while to practice for it?
You know, actually, I didn't. I was the most nervous about that part because normally my exercise time is during the day. But, you know, I think we all tried, the night runners all tried to get a little rest or nap in, and we were all so pumped up on adrenaline, we couldn't. And in the heat of the moment, you know, you just get excited, and it was great.
Who did the longest leg? Was that yours?
That was John Vicnicki, which is Joe Vicnicki's brother, and he did 16 miles.
Yeah. 16 miles.
Yeah, and he did that at like a 7-minute pace, 7:03.
Man. Man, and what was your pace?
8:26.
Were you happy with that?
I was. I was better than I had planned.
You were pretty dedicated in training. You were. How often were you running to train for this, and how far?
I was doing about 4 to 5 runs per week, and one long run. A couple medium runs, and then some sprinting work. There's different workouts for interval training, kind of.
Smashanuska. I kind of think I know what that's about, but tell me about the name.
Well, yeah, it's about as exactly how it sounds. You know, our local ferry, the Matanuska.
And it's the accident with the dock.
Yes.
Did you have sort of a top finisher for their leg on your team?
Yeah, I'd say the Vicnicki brothers, as far as minute pace, you know, they were both doing right just a little over 7 minutes. But, you know, we had people achieving things like doing 8.8 miles uphill, like Emil, you know. So it's overall, I mean, everyone just really pushed it and pulled it together. And I think everyone did amazing.